All right, so small cell lung cancer survival disparities by socioeconomic status. There you go. Nothing to disclose, once again. All right, so this time, a background on small cell lung cancer. This is a less prevalent form of lung cancer, about 10-15% of total lung cancer cases. It progresses faster than any other primary lung cancer type. The tumor doubling often occurs within 30 to 90 days post-diagnosis. There's a median survival time of 2 to 4 months without treatment, and the symptoms of small cell lung cancer include cough, shortness of breath, pulmonary chest pain, which are frequent features of common pulmonary events. There are lots of other things that will happen with small cell lung cancer as well, like paraneoplastic syndromes, which are very hard to deal with. I'll go into that later, I guess. So disparities in cancer outcomes. So in disparities in outcomes like survival have been shown to exist among different levels of socioeconomic status. So in a recent study, breast cancer patients in lower SES were found to have worse survival than those in higher socioeconomic status. Also in another study, lower socioeconomic status was a predictor of worse survival in patients with stage 1 non-small cell lung cancer and was independent of surgery, race, and marital status. So the objective of this study was this. So little research exists on survival disparities by socioeconomic status for patients with small cell lung cancer. So the goal of the study was to determine if there are survival disparities at all among small cell lung cancer patients by socioeconomic status using a large and comprehensive population-based data set, very much like what you did. Okay. The method. So we linked to large databases also, this time from 1996 to 2007. So the Florida Cancer Data System Registry, you mentioned all of this, population-based database of all incident cases of cancer in Florida, and the Agency for Healthcare Administration, which is a database of diagnoses and procedural information. The variables. Survival is defined as the elapsed time from the dates of diagnosis to death or last follow-up. Socioeconomic status was categorized by percent of the patient's census tract living below the federal poverty line based on the U.S. Census data. It's the lowest socioeconomic status, middle low, middle high, and highest. This is how we defined it. Eligibility criteria. So those included, or in the inclusion, were those who resided in the state of Florida during the study period from 1996 to 2007. Male and female small cell lung cancer patients more than or equal to 18 years, and not carcinoma in situ, so stage 1 and above. And that was about 22,000 people. But we excluded those with missing values of survival time, race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic status. And that wasn't that many people. So in the end, we ended up with 20,593 patients. Okay, statistical analyses. Median survival in months and survival rates at 1, 3, and 5 years were calculated, and that's shown later. Univariate and multivariate Cox regression models were fit to determine the association of socioeconomic status with survival. And hazard ratios and 95% confidence intervals were also made. Multivariate models were adjusted with demographics, clinical and pathological characteristics, and individual comorbidities. Tested for interactions among predictor variables, and none were found. And we'll get to the predictor variables in a second. More on statistical analyses. All analyses were performed with SAS 9.3, with adjustments to account for clustering of patients within hospitals. This study was approved by the University of Miami IRB and the Florida Department of Health. So, results. With our sample size mentioned before, the majority of the sample was white, non-Hispanic, and had more than four comorbidities. And the mean age at diagnosis was about 70 years, approximately, with a standard deviation of 10 years. So here's a pie chart showing the percentage of households in the neighborhood living in poverty, which is approximately similar to the individual level of socioeconomic status. So as you can see, there is most of the people were in the middle low and middle high category. And here is insurance status. So most people were insured by Medicaid, then followed by private insurance. And it's very hard to tell, but there's a tiny little sliver of gray in there that shows that 0.1, just in case you can't see. So here are my sample descriptives. I'll try to break this down a little bit easier so it's not such a wall of numbers. So I highlighted some important characteristics. So total patients at the top, I don't know if I can show about here. Total patients, we're about 20,000. We had a lot more white patients than black patients. You can see that the difference in the lowest socioeconomic status was that there were actually a disproportionate amount of black patients in the lowest socioeconomic status in the study. And middle low and middle high, shown in the top category, top row again, were more prevalent than lowest or highest. What else do I have? Most people were either past or current smokers in the study, and that is actually one of the main predictors of small cell lung cancer. So that is an important factor also. So the median survival at 1, 3, and 5 years. Again, another wall of numbers, but as you can see, after all this time, we have the overall would be at the top. You can see only 4.8% of patients after 5 years survived. After all that was done, all the treatments that were done, small cell lung cancer is a very deadly disease. Excuse me. But the most important thing about this is if you look at the 5-year survival rating for the lowest and the highest, you can see that people in the highest socioeconomic status actually survived double the amount of people, or approximately 2 times as many people percentage-wise survived in the highest socioeconomic status than in the lowest, which is shown if you look at it in a graph, it's like an increase. Okay, regression analysis. In the multivariate analysis, controlling for race, ethnicity, age, marital status, gender, smoking status, insurance status, comorbidities, treatments, these are all the things we control for. Treatment characteristics, tumor stage, and grades. So all these I mentioned before had no relationship to each other or were shown to not. Improved survival was seen in an incremental fashion from lowest to highest socioeconomic status, which I mentioned before. And compared to the lowest socioeconomic status category, middle low, middle high, and highest each showed improved survival. And these are the hazard ratios of each of those. Conclusion. So to the best of our knowledge, this was the first study of its kind in small cell lung cancer patients. And after adjusting for extensive confounders, we've confirmed that socioeconomic status remains an important predictor of small cell lung cancer survival. It was funded by the James and Esther King Biomedical Research Program grant. And I'd like to acknowledge all of these people who are here, one of which is here. So, all right. Let's see. Any questions?